She is a lesbian. But...
You're a lesbian.
All right, it's another steaming pile of local programming. I'm the Mr. T Experience, and once again is...
Marcello, transferring in from some weird place, south.
Yeah, we have two special guests with us this week, and they're married, so why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I don't know if I'm special. Thank you for that. That's a little insulting.
You're always special. All our guests are special.
Well, then how does that make me any special?
Because you're super special.
Oh, well, thank you. I have my superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name?
I do have a name. Okay. I'm not sure what that is. I forgot it now that the mic's on.
What's your gamer tag?
What's your social security number?
Are you susceptible to any diseases?
555.
Do you have any incurable diseases?
Yes. Nice. All of them.
But on a serious tip, tell us who you are, David.
Serious tip?
Tell us who you are, David.
It's the urban youth, okay? It's the urban youth.
Just a tip?
Yeah.
Just a tip, please.
I'm David. Worked in TVP with you guys for a little while. It was a lot of fun. I was always afraid to ask for your help because I felt like it was cheating.
Gus wasn't afraid to ask for help.
And we give wrong answers usually on purpose.
Sabotage.
This is how you should do everything.
Yeah.
You know what? This is my project now. You just turn it in for credit.
You start with a lighter, some gasoline.
No. You torch it. This is my...
Here's my project. Gordo told me. I wasn't there.
Here's lots of information. None of it's what you asked for, though.
Well, I guess you can... You want my social security number?
No.
No? Okay. No, I work at Staples right now, repairing computers. It's a downtime right now, so a lot of it's just cleaning the store. That's... beyond fun. I'm sure anybody that's ever worked any job knows all about cleaning. Married. Got married a few years ago to my lovely wife, Kira.
Hi.
Would you be saying lovely if she wasn't here?
Probably more like beautiful.
How would you describe her if she was outside the door?
Again, was never going to hear this.
She's an absolute monster.
Oh.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, I was referring in bed. What?
Ooh. See, you know what we're talking about. You've heard the podcast.
Well, hi, I'm Kira. I'm the monster wife.
Monster wife.
You guys got stuck with me. You know, David was all in your classes.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of forced my presence upon you all.
There was worse significant others that lingered. Worse.
Yeah, I suppose that makes me feel better, including the fact that I was pregnant.
Was there better or only worse?
Honestly, I'd probably have to say you're one of the better tag-alongs than, because there's some people who just fucking won't shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least true. You were like, you were in your shit and then you left. You weren't like trying to, hey, how's it going? Hey, what are you doing?
So. Let me be a part of everything.
Yeah, let me test that.
I just pretty much stole your food and ran.
Yeah, stole my 3DS when I was trying to play Zelda.
Oh my god.
But that was fun though.
We ended up buying that game and I still haven't finished it.
Oh my god.
No, we bought that game because of that. She decided that because she started on your profile that she would not start that game on our DS for an entire year.
What?
Over a year. It's set in the original packaging.
Dude, you gotta beat it. It's
now I've
fucking
almost
amazing.
Beat it, but I have this really bad habit of starting games and never finishing them.
She's in the middle of Mario and Luigi Dream Team now.
I have like five games I'm in the middle of.
Like five Zelda games and that Toad game and
Captain Toad or whatever that shit is.
It's surprisingly fun
and irritating
at the same time.
I didn't get on the Wii U train, but I will play Smash. Well, that's about it.
She absolutely hates puzzle games, yet the only ones that she likes to play are like. The Toad game or Zelda games.
Zelda's pretty puzzle.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, basically.
Every time I'm there, I'm like, oh, this is so cool. And then I'm like, I hate puzzle games. Why did I do this again?
Why did I succumb myself to this? Yeah. So what's up, Travis?
I'm still a fan of Dr. Mario. Yeah, my mom and I used to play Dr. Mario a lot.
I've never played Dr. Mario.
It's essentially Tetris.
It's like Tetris, but almost with a little more of a, I don't know if I want to say Bejeweled or...
Yeah, remove the shapes.
Because it's more with the color. It's not shapes, it's colors
that
matter.
Colors.
Oh, okay.
I liked it.
You got them. Was it three colors? three,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yellow, blue, and red.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you got to match three of the same to make a combo or whatever.
Rainbow or four? I guess it was three.
Typically, it's three on
I think
games
it's three.
I think it is three.
Because I know more than, like, Tetris, more than 3 years.
I played too much Candy Crush and stuff now that I don't remember Dr. Mario.
Candy Crush.
Yeah.
I never got into those mobile games.
No. Freemium. It's all about ripping
I don't even care about that. I mean, just, I don't want to play on my phone.
I've been playing Yahtzee a lot lately on my phone.
I love Yahtzee.
I typically don't play too much on my phone. I've been playing this stupid game called Tap Titan. Oh, my God. I got so addicted to that.
What kind of game is that?
You literally sit there and tap to defeat monsters.
Yeah.
That's it?
The whole time.
I can't do that. That's not a game to me. See,
yeah, it's really not a
game.
That's
just a battery waster.
I thought it was stupid, and then I started to play it, and I'm sucked into this horrible world now.
You got further than him.
Well, see, the reason why I really like the game is because, I mean, I could sit there while I'm watching TV or, you know, while I'm driving and not actually.
Oh, nice. So,
yeah.
Good to know. You don't have to look at that. I'll be sure to leave 5 minutes, you know, after you.
Then you'll see me on the side of the road. Yeah. I'll be the roadblock. I'll be while you're late to your next appointment.
How do you feel about the fact that they now have arcade versions of Flappy Bird?
Wow, I didn't even know that. I thought the dude took
it
off the market.
Success. I mean, hey, that's success, though. I mean, that game took off. I don't know about it now, but...
I can't see paying 50 cents or however much, a dollar, whatever, to play Flappy Bird on
a
46-inch flat panel at Walmart.
Hey, a lot of the games that, like, the Peter Piper and shit are basically mobile games, glorified mobile games. Yeah. All the little
Fruit Ninja
trick shots. Yeah, they're just... glorified mobile games.
Yeah.
But like with things like Flappy Bird, I wish I was that successful. I mean, to be like, oh,
yeah.
I'm just going to tap the screen and a bird's going to fly.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, think about coding that app, how little there is. There's no music.
And especially since they keep updating it, what are they updating?
There's no music.
The skins and maybe
There's no music. There's
not
like two sounds.
Did you see when they had like that big deal when he took it off the app market and you could sell your phone for like 10 grand?
Oh, fuck yeah. The same thing with Flappy Bird. And what's that other game that just they got pulled? Oh, that's PT though. That's for PlayStation 4. And yeah, just PlayStation. You can sell your PlayStation 4 now for like $800 because of that stupid demo.
That's ridiculous. It's
just
genius.
For a demo.
It is genius.
Well, my phone is broken as shit, so I wanted to go ahead and.
Yeah, I kept the original Flappy Bird too. Not to sell it, but just to have it.
Well, I kept it on my crap phone. I was really wanting to sell it because I wanted to upgrade my phone, but wife was like, no, don't do that. You might not actually get the money.
I remember me and you had a little like rivalry going on with Flappy Bird.
Yeah, I know.
You were trying to hit 100 before me or some shit like that.
I don't remember. I know I'm at 110 now. That's my top.
You got stupid far, like 160 something, and I couldn't get past 30.
I was gonna say, I think mine was 150 something.
According to this, my all-time best is 37, but I know I got further than that. I'm wondering I think when I upgraded phones, it must have cleared it out or something.
That's what mine is.
Because I never uninstalled it. I've had it installed all along. I never lost it when they pulled it.
I was going to say, dude, that sucks.
That game made me so mad. I totally got why people chuck their phones out windows.
I don't know. I didn't find it that frustrating, but...
You
know.
People playing on
you also
iPad
didn't sit next to him when he's like, oh, look at
that's
me.
The thing. It's the kind of game that I would play for 2 or 3 minutes while I was waiting for something, you know.
Yeah. I played like 10 minutes of it, and I was like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
It was my poop distraction.
How long did you say you played for?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes
really?
At a time.
It takes me about 10 minutes to poop.
I thought you strike me as more of a 20 minute kind of guy.
Nah, I don't linger.
Just until your knee starts going numb and falls asleep.
The poop comes out.
Then you stand up and your legs are all wobbly and you take a header
and
you
don't
shower.
Nah, if your legs go numb, you've been in there way longer than you needed to. Yeah. I mean, that's not even like that shouldn't be your warning. That should be your okay fuck.
Your okay fuck.
I need to reevaluate my life.
What is your game at Peter Piper of choice?
I don't play the games.
What would you play though?
I like the old school skee ball.
Oh yeah,
I can never get away from that.
I have 4 pinball machines, but I would love to have a skee ball machine. The problem with skee ball machine is they take up even more room than.
Oh yeah,
2
fuck
pinball.
Yeah, you need.
They're like the size of 3 pinball machines. So as it is, I don't really have room for.
I just love the weight
anymore.
Of those.
The wooden balls?
Yeah,
I always thought I was
they're
like a champ
dope.
At skee ball, and then I went to do it again with my little brother, and he dominated me. I was like, oh, never mind.
Well, and like the old school skee ball is good. I liked the one where it has like the baskets, like basketball style.
Oh, yeah.
I was always really good at that one. I never was any good at the ones with the little dummies you had to knock over. Those, I could throw 9 balls, and I'd hit, like, one guy, and 6 more balls would go through the same hole.
I like those ones. They have, like, the clown faces.
Yeah. Oh, I'm terrible at those. The one with the little gun. Boonk.
Yeah.
The American Gladiator fucking gun thing. That was amazing. I fucking love that game. Whatever that game was called, I loved it.
Which one? The knock it over the dummies or the blowing out the guy's teeth?
I think it was the teeth. Yeah.
You've been playing a Gold Rush, huh?
I don't know. I was playing here. Peter Piper.
Oh, they had him?
Before they got rid of all the fun games.
They used to have this one stupid game. It was like a giant clown head, and you had to throw the balls into the clown
mouth.
Yeah,
Big Bertha.
That was one of my favorites.
Because every adult can cheat at it, because an adult can like stick their hand down her throat. It's so close. Yeah, Big Bertha's like the biggest rip-off game of adult play.
Easiest way to get the payout.
Yeah.
It's
like this big, fat puppet mouth. The mouth is about 3 feet from the front edge of the game, so an adult can just like throw the balls in with both hands leaning over. No problem.
I remember that. I remember cheating too with the ticket counter. All you had to do was like go in and out.
Some of them.
And you would just sit there all
they've
day.
Designed,
and,
they've designed.
Now they actually like.
Well, now they have that plastic thing that prevents you from sticking your hand in there. But before you can just and it keeps counting it.
And a lot more places now are going away from using tickets to just put it on the cards because it's less maintenance. Because that's the thing. Those tickets for one, they recycle them, but still that's like a huge expense.
Peter Piper still has the tickets.
And the fact too that having to be able to count the tickets and stuff and the tickets being that quality of cheap paper, like that shit gums up the mechanics so quickly. That's why those things jam so often and why they're always having problems with them.
And then kids don't get their tickets and they get pissed.
And the parents that have been drinking beer at Chuck E. Cheese get pissed.
They don't get their tickets.
Serves beer, right?
They do. They do.
Yeah, Peter Piper does too.
Chuck E. Cheese also has the best
crazy
pizza.
Peter Piper's pizza. As a pizza place, I like their pizza.
See, I never did. It was always super dry, whereas I like my pizza super saucy. So, Chuck E. Cheese.
No, that's the
like,
thing. That's the opposite of what I'm saying. It is super saucy.
I haven't been to Peter Piper in ages. And
it's not so
bready.
It's like the bread isn't like overwhelming. It's like
it's cheap. That's why.
No, but I fucking hate when pizzas have too much bread.
I love
so
bread.
So whose great idea was, let's grab all of these screaming children, put them in one area, and let's give these adults some alcohol. I'm pretty
that's the only reason that some of the adults are willing to go there is because they can have alcohol.
Yeah, they got to cater to the adults because they're the ones who are spending the money. So.
It's cheap alcohol too.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I remember when some chick was pouring it into one of the mugs, and it wasn't even foaming up, really. It had like she was fresh, and I was like, wow, that's cheap. That's like bottom of the barrel shit.
I've only been to this Chuck E. Cheese once. And I think I played Simpsons Pinball Party, pinball machine most of the time.
I didn't like their pizza.
Didn't we almost get kicked out of the Chuck E. Cheese here just because?
Apparently you have to have a kid to
I had this conversation with somebody not that long ago that you're not allowed to go into Chuck E. Cheese without a kid.
Well, we had our daughter who was only 3 months at the time. And
that wasn't
the one going to let you go?
We got in and I guess the manager wanted to kick us out, but I had a friend that worked there and she was like, no, they're good. They trust us. And I mean, we were quiet, but.
Yeah, we just wanted to go get some pizza. That was it. I mean, not like you can order that to go.
You can't just order it to go and give it to you?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
They won't let you. You have to have dine-in.
And they won't let you in without a kid.
See, that's why I like Peter Piper.
They don't give a fuck. Adults.
You want our money?
They just let everybody in. And everybody.
I think you get the problems of the older kids or adults who will literally shove kids out the way or drop kick them no, my tickets.
Or touch them inappropriately.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's partly that.
Okay.
So, I mean, if
there's
we want to get
too.
Out about it, I'm pretty sure it's more about the touching the kids than the shoving of the kids.
I was trying to come up with a way to bring that up without turning it into some sort of child molester.
Child molesters are not allowed at Chuck E. Cheese.
I just decided to let it go. So we have a question.
We had a viewer submit a question from a long time ago that we never got to,
really?
I wrote it down.
Hmm. Was it directed
to this? I guess you can't really join in on this one.
Is it directed towards both of us? They knew before
it
we were
directed
even
towards men.
It's directed toward men, yeah.
Okay. We should make her answer it first then.
I have four brothers. We'll see how well
do this. Let's just pretend you have a wiener.
She's got my junk cut off and put it in her purse. So
all right, then she's going to be using
it. Oh, it's that kind of relationship.
All right. Would any of you participate in a cockfight? And he goes on to say, not roosters. Two dudes with their hands tied behind their backs and their dicks out, whipping each other's dicks with their dick until someone quits.
Glow in the dark condoms.
Glow
in the dark condoms.
I'd do it. You could pretend they're lightsabers. There's a lot you could do with that.
It'd be like sword fighting,
Yeah. Is it like a real cockfight where there's like razors strapped to them though?
Duel to the death.
Might as well. Let's throw those in there. More fun.
It doesn't say that. It just says two dudes with your dicks like.
Well, I mean, it said not like with roosters. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, do you have to be hard first, or are you going in flaccid? Well,
I would imagine being hard it would be the advantage, but I don't know. Would you participate for any
I feel
money?
Like you'd be less prone to get hurt if it was flaccid though.
Be easier to move.
But how are you going to attack, though?
Swing it more, you know.
But what kind of attack are you going to be able to...
I don't know.
Smash cock.
Poke. Poke.
Dick, you know.
I think you'd have to have a hard dick to even stand a chance.
Yeah, probably.
The only thing is, like, then it's almost all has to be in your hips, you know.
And then imagine, you're going to be there for a while, if you want to inflict any damage... You're going to have to be hitting some dude's dick for, like, at least 10 minutes.
Now, the worst part is whoever gets the most excited is going to get the most shit afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to film it.
If you don't start hard, yeah.
I'm sure there'd have to be some rules, ground rules, you can't come and all that.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, is
no peeing.
I'm sure
it's coming rule 34, or losing. Right?
I'm sure it's out there.
He says, like, fracturing. I guess fracture would be the losing.
Well, you can't fracture.
Whoever hurts their dick.
You'd
first.
Have to bend that in a pretty bad way. So how are you going to do that? You'd have to, like, practically sit on him.
You'd have to have, like, callus on your dick almost to even, like,
this brings
cut
up
a rip or do anything.
God, what was the other one now? I remember when I was up in Vegas about 2 months ago now, I was driving around and I was behind a taxi. And I can't remember what show was being advertised on it. Oh, it was the Duck Dynasty musical that was about to open at the Rio, which was open for two weeks before it closed because fucking nobody went.
Why?
And the other,
what?
And Duck I was Dynasty. Joking though, should I go see the Duck Dynasty musical or... Puppetry of the Penis was the other show that was advertised on a billboard.
Like, that's a competition.
Yes. Well, no, it's a performance show. I guess it's some guy or a couple guys, for a few guys from, like, Australia, I think, that do it. But I guess they do, like, all sorts of, like, origami and other random weird tricks using their junk.
Like that guy who paints, like, beautiful portraits with his dick.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's been watching Tosh.0.
I would have been more impressed if he had, like, just... I guess freeballed it without using his hands, but.
Yeah. What if he just used his balls?
But that's just too floppy. I mean,
look at all the circles.
Well, I'm sure he does that. I mean, presses it like using like a sponge or something. I mean,
he mixes the paints with his balls.
Yeah, something.
And then just uses the shaft as the brush.
Yeah, that's it.
I wonder how that would like your first couple paintings would look like.
Probably like shit. Cause
who do you think they'd just be imprints
the other
of,
side,
of
though,
dick
so.
And balls, or do you think there actually be some shit going on?
Some shit.
I'd be concerned about paint. Like, do you have anything blocking the top of that, or are you just letting paint get all up in there?
Yeah,
well, the guy.
Yeah, that
the guy admits
first.
That he has to clean it out. So I mean, he says that typically most of it comes out after he, cleans himself.
What kind of paint
are
you using? Water-based paint. You just got to pee once.
What
in a while?
If he's using like acrylic paints or something?
Get that stuck in there.
Water-based.
Or oil-based paintings? Ooh.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, stay away from fire.
That's stuck. If you forgot about it, it dried up in there, all caked in there.
And then he starts his own Blue Man Group.
There's a piss. It's like a sprinkler. It's all clogged up. What?
Nothing. I was just listening. Yeah, so I wanted to get to that question because we had fucking neglected to get to it. So thank you, Johnny, for submitting that. Johnny 69.
Zero Dark Johnny.
Zero Dark Johnny. Anthony 69 today texted me. He said he had his own music orgasm. Remember I was talking about having
Musicgasms.
Musicgasms. You guys ever experience one of those? It's like when you hear an amazing song that like it just like you just stop everything you're doing and you're just like, oh fuck, I gotta listen to this. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a couple of songs like that.
Yeah, like it turns into like your top 10, like immediately.
You're
not even done listening to it, but you know.
Just gives you that shiver down your spine.
It stays with you for years.
Yeah, or it just stays in your head. It doesn't even have to be like a pop song or a catchy song. It could just be an instrumental or something. Usually for me, it's instrumentals.
Or just something you listen to over and over again until you get sick of it like 2 days later.
What sucks is that with instrumentals, if that happens, because I've had that happen before and I don't know what the song is called. And I'll hear it occasionally and I'm like, what is the song?
Oh my gosh.
You have to
remember
walking
at the mall
YouTube
one day.
Or something video you saw.
And you know how they play the music out, like at the mall through the speakers? She hears like something very faint and she's like dragging me over to this thing. I need to know this song.
Shazam, you're not helping. Yeah, fuck Shazam, man. I have this one song that I can't identify, and neither can Shazam. And YouTube's not helping, so.
I think Google can do the same thing as Shazam does.
I've tried different apps, all kinds.
What really sucks is when the only thing that you have to describe the song is like, do 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 da do.
And then the cool thing is when someone identifies it, oh yeah, I know that song, you know, fucking Iceville 65 or something. And you're like, what?
Yeah, but then you also have those people that are like, they're just convinced that you're going to be able to get it from them doing that, but they're so tone deaf that it's like, do 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 do. Yeah, like, no.
We had a friend that did that recently. He's like, it's like a pretty popular 80s song.
Oh, my
song.
God.
And I was like, do you know
God.
How many popular 80s songs there are?
Yeah, like all the 80s songs are popular now.
Yes, all of them.
Every single one.
Yeah, he was so tone deaf, I couldn't even tell what he was going for. Finally, we figured it out after he looked it up.
That was great. What was it? What song was it?
I don't know.
Oh. It was something by George Michael, but that's all I know. I don't know what it was called.
It was kind of like you guys was about 3 weeks ago, called me one day and you're like, hey, what's this song? And I think Manny hummed a few bars of it. And I'm like, it's a small world from Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was like the.
And then I proceeded to find a nice loop of it and just keep playing it on speaker.
There was a piece of that song in another song. And I was like, what the fuck is this song? Like it was playing in my head. But it wasn't like the popular song, you know, it wore the section of the song. So I couldn't figure it out. And I'm not a big Disney guy, so
How can you not be a Disney person? Everybody's a Disney person.
Honestly, the only Disney movie that I honestly like, and I don't even know if it's really Disney, is Brave Little Toaster.
Aww.
It's the only.
Is it Disney?
I think it is Disney. I think it's like, you know how Pixar is Disney?
Like, they played it on Disney Channel, but I don't know if it's necessarily Disney.
I think it belongs to Disney. Like, and that's it.
Part of their, producers.
Are you
and
saying
stuff?
They acquired it later?
Or something. Like maybe somebody else made it and then Disney just published it.
Now, who was your favorite character then?
The vacuum.
The toast inside the toaster.
I don't remember the names. It's been so long.
I like the blanket. The blanket was my favorite.
The blanket was too much of a like pansy though. You know,
I have this reoccurring theme.
Exactly, he was a wet blanket.
I have this reoccurring.
He's a heated
theme,
blanket
though.
Actually. Heated.
He's like the little pansy, but it's just like in like Winnie the Pooh. I loved Piglet.
He was very much the Piglet of the story. I love the vacuum and the AC unit. The AC, once it gets repaired, I love that moment, man. That was a kid.
It was produced by a company called Hyperion, which was some guys that used to work for Disney. But when it came to ultimate release in the U.S., Disney was the distributor, but they did not produce it. They were not involved in the production.
That's kind of what I was saying.
They released it, and then they ended up basically acquiring the distribution rights. So now you'll see it as Disney Presents, in home video. But
I have the DVD.
Initially, on VHS, it would have said it too. But in theaters, it was produced before Disney was involved in it financially.
I have no idea what this VHS is you speak of.
VHS. I was having this conversation with my boss about VHS and beta, and that the only reason VHS really took off is because of the versatility of the cassettes, because more people were producing shit on VHS. Beta just got like knocked off because of that, and that's it. The quality and everything else is better on beta.
Yeah, beta is much better.
It's just overall, but...
Well, that, and from what I
the
understand...
The distributors and all that shit just knocked it out.
Yeah, from what I understand, the porn industry had a lot to do
porn
with too,
that. Porn too, yeah. I don't even think they made beta porn, did they?
I don't know.
Maybe they did. It was very rare, though.
I will say that the very first porn I ever saw, I had to be only about 4, and it's because it was my brother's VHS.
Nice. Was it an unlabeled VHS tape?
No, that's the worst part, is it was labeled like a kid's movie.
He taped over at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
He taped over one of those fucking tapes that they send you in the mail. That's what I used to do.
It's just funny because like when people talk about porn, like that's the first image I see is like this Mr. Porn Stash with curly hair. It's kind of horrifying sometimes.
What kind of scene was it?
The only thing I can remember is that he's laying down and she's blonde and she basically like pops a squat over him. And then that's about as far as I got before my sister came in and was like, what the hell are you watching?
Did you understand what was happening? Or is that like
your sister put her away and then went back to watching it?
I have no idea if I really knew what it was, but the image stayed. So as I got older, I definitely figured it out.
Oh, that's sex. Okay.
That's what they were doing.
What about you, David? What was your, like, porn moment?
God, I don't remember that far
back. Yesterday?
No. Very first time was 2 minutes ago, actually. Oh, we were right here when we were at the table.
I was just looking it up when you said Brave Little
Toaster.
That's
why it was kind of quiet.
I think I was 9. I had a female friend who was 13, and my
Cougar.
Parents had just...
You were the cool guy back then.
Apparently.
She's buying you cigarettes and stuff?
My parents had just bought like one of those video cards that gave you like 1,000 or so channels, and she introduced me to 542 or whatever the channels were, somewhere in the 500s.
Yeah, I remember 542.
Oh, one of those illegal cards for your satellite system.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. My brother was a good hacker with that stuff, so.
Yeah.
Nice.
He got all
those things have the stupidest names, too. They're just like, ooh, long, pretty blondes, and you're like, why are they long?
Sometimes the titles are double as the description, though. It'll just be like, hot pink sluts, you know what I mean? And that's it. 9 or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn,
17,
really?
Yeah.
They made 17 of these? Oh, they
no, it's actually
name?
Illegal. They're all actually 17 years old.
Yeah.
There you go.
They're just fucking trying to.
I love that concept, though, too, where, like, if you hire
they're
a prostitute,
oh.
it's.
And you film it. Yeah.
If you hire a prostitute, it's illegal, but as soon as you bring a camera in the mix, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, that and a business license, but, I mean.
Yeah.
Nah. Who gets those? Amateur porn, man.
Who gets those?
Straight to X Hamster. Direct to X Hamster.
Oh, my God. X Hamster.
Oh, yeah. Direct. Fuck the middleman. Fuck the distributor.
Being told by friends that X Hamster is a game site. Whatever. A game for your dick. Oh.
Yes, a game for your own hamster. I love X Hamster, man. I love that place. Sometimes when I'm not even watching porn, I go there. Just to see what's up.
What's new?
Just to read the comments.
Hey, what's going on here? It's like the YouTube of porn. It really comments. Fucking is. Dude, there's a whole community in there in that page. There's a whole community of people just talking. Not even talking about porno.
You're clearly in the like 1% that does anything other than load a porn site,
that's the
get
thing,
off,
though,
and then immediately close every tab and clear their history.
You gotta check it out one day. When you're not jacking off, check
there was
it out.
This huge comment that had like blown up, and this guy was talking about this porn he was watching, and he was so disappointed, and he was pissed off at the guy in the video, and he's like, she's beautiful, and she's taking all this horrible stuff you're doing to her, and you can just load up two little... spurts, that's it. That's all you got. That was disappointing. And I was like, wow, real critic of your porn.
Ouch.
I think my favorite is when those people upload that stuff to the porn sites and they just make it sound like this dirty, raunchy stuff. And it's like some little kid show that they were describing in some weird manner. It's just like, I think it's funny.
Kid show?
Yeah, like it'll just be like a random scene. Like,
are you surfing the dark net?
No.
He's using Tor.
Are you frequenting the dark net?
Frequencing?
Dude? Frequent. I had to fuck. Go back to it.
You had to fuck.
I had to fuck.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
We have a friend who's super, I guess, clean, conservative, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't like to talk about porn. And
well, then they're the biggest ones.
Fairly homophobic. And we put on his phone, as often as we can, gay black midget porn.
Nice.
And he's always so horrified every time it happens. But it's pretty great because he'll open his phone. Like, it'll happen randomly. I've done it to him at work. And he'll open his phone. It's his background. And he's like, damn it, Kara. Yeah.
Background of a big black dick.
Gay black midget porn.
Gay black
it's a very
midget
niche
porn.
Category.
Yeah, it's like the gay interracial cum shots.
Yeah.
So see, now you have a new game to play.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did you change? Speaking of which, did you change your lock code yet?
Yeah. That's changed. Yeah, fucking Jose.
What
was sitting right there where you
two
are
two episodes ago,
and I'm punching in my passcode, and he fucking read it.
And Jose's just like.
I was like,
what's 0392? And he's like, fuck.
I was like, God damn it. I had to go in there and change it like right away.
It's all about Touch ID.
That's all right. I'm old school.
Eh. My Touch ID never works. It's like I get new fingerprints every night because I have to reset it almost every day. It'll just never read it.
Mm. I have to like take my hand off my phone and try to slowly swipe my finger.
Yeah, it's stupid that you have to sit there for like 2 minutes. Like,
you can program
the same finger more than once and it works better. Or if you do like... the bottom and the top of your finger kind of do the angle differently.
Oh, I never thought
of that. It holds like 5 or 6 fingers, and they say that if you do the same finger multiple times, that it'll increase the likelihood of it working on
the
first
shot.
Is
that what you did or what?
No, I only have, I think I only, I just have this thumb and this middle finger.
Which one? What middle finger?
This one right here.
Oh, okay. Did you guys all see that?
Yeah, it's this one right here.
All of you who can hear this, I want you to see this.
This middle finger.
It's his Cheeto finger.
Cheeto?
It's the one on his middle arm.
Cheeto finger.
Cheeto?
Cheeto man.
What, you eat Cheetos with one finger? Like, yeah, that's some fucking talent. I want to see that.
You, we want to see that,
Trey.
I don't eat left-handed.
Show us the video.
I eat right-handed.
This is totally off base. It still has to do with food. But were you the person that I had talked to where you had said that you don't like eating foods off the bone?
Yes.
Okay. That has slowly been infiltrating my life. I just want you to know this. Because ever since you've said it, I get slightly more horrified every time I start to eat something off the bone. It's to the point I cannot eat ribs. And like, I'll look at chicken wings and I'm like, oh, the veins and the bones. And yeah.
That's actually, it's one of the things with chickens is like and even sometimes in breast meat, you get those giant ass veins. It bothers me a lot too when I'm preparing them. You know, if I'm cutting up
they wrap around your fingers. And,
well, yeah. So it's like, I always want to try to pull the bloody ass veins out because you can see that they're like still bleeding and stuff, and that's why I tend to buy tenderloins instead of breasts.
My horror story with chicken, oh my god, it was when I was living up in Phoenix. I went to one of those poor shelters that gives you like a box of food. First off, start donating stuff that's, you know, more, it could last longer, because I got a box full of expired food. Some of it was already like molding and whatnot. But I got some chicken from that bag, and I was like, oh, cool, I got like a 10-pound bag of chicken. That can last me like 3 or 4 days. It was like the largest veins. So you look down at your pinky, and that's the size of the veins. Oof. That was through this thing. I tried cooking it to make sure it was still bloody.
Yes.
I mean, I cooked that thing for like 4 hours.
I think that must have been like the neighborhood bully chicken or something, man.
Something.
It wasn't even chicken. It was like a rooster or something.
That's why they keep them fuckers in cages, because if they move at all, then they start getting too tough and dry, and, you know.
So, just, you have the comfort of knowing that you've slowly started ruining my life.
Hey.
One chicken wing at a time.
There's no veins in tofu.
Oh. Yeah, they have a thing called tofurkey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I've had tofurkey forever. The only fake tofu meat that I've really liked is the soy rizo.
I don't even know what that is.
Chorizo, but made with soy.
It's gross.
It tastes just like chorizo, but it's not as greasy.
Don't buy
I don't
this
like
shit.
Chorizo, though,
it tastes just like butt.
It just tastes like stupid.
It's like the sofritas at Chipotle is pretty good too. It's the same thing. It's like shredded tofu with Chipotle and like other seasonings.
What? A restaurant serving healthy food? I don't believe you.
Yeah. Although apparently now Chipotle is test marketing actual chorizo in some markets.
I don't even like chorizo. Like,
what? Get the fuck out.
I know, right? A girl
right,
from Cuba.
I'm
just going to throw my orange soda at you. You don't like chorizo?
Mm-mm. It's just so greasy. Like,
do you like David's chorizo?
Well, I mean, hopefully it doesn't look like chorizo, because that's horrifying.
What do you mean, hopefully? We should know this by now. What the fuck? How long have you guys been married?
She doesn't know where he's been.
It's just been 2 years since the last time.
Oh, my goodness.
We had our daughter, and that was it.
Even then, the lights were off. That sucks.
That's the thing. I like chorizo, but to me, I don't like how greasy real chorizo is, usually.
It's gross.
You know?
It's yummy.
That's why I like the soy chorizo. It's not greasy. You don't have to drain the soy chorizo at all.
Me and my coworkers
don't have
went
to drain
out
the chorizo.
To breakfast, and they have a chorizo omelet. That shit looks gross.
Where at?
At IHOP.
Well, yeah, it's IHOP.
It was still just
gross
looking.
You expect IHOP
looking.
To know how to make fucking chorizo?
No, I like chorizo, but I'm not getting it at IHOP.
It's like making anything outside of pancakes.
It's like, Jesus.
It's like, I'm not eating.
You don't go to Taco Bell for authentic Mexican food. You don't go to IHOP for chorizo.
And you don't go to Circle K for tamales either. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do
or
it.
Or pizza.
Hey, the
if
pizza.
Have you tried to try
the
taco dog it?
No. Circle K? I would not. I would refuse.
They have hot dogs and tortillas now at Circle K.
Circle K's had hot dogs forever, haven't they?
No, but they're wrapped in tortillas now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's taco dog.
Instead of buns, you get a tortilla.
Where is this genius stupidity? Like, when I need money, I can create crap like that, but
yeah.
No.
Yeah. You just gotta find your own, the roller. What
yeah,
are they
roller grill.
The roller grill. Find your own. Or rotisserie. Might work on there too.
Just on each end of the hot dog?
Yeah. Put a tamale in there, 99 cents. You're basically, it's the cheapest laxative you can buy, though, I guess.
Torpedoes are pretty good, bad, too. But.
No, those torpedoes are tasty.
But you know what the best way to get those torpedoes are? I found out once.
The ones that are actually rolling and not stuck?
No. I was coming back from San Diego once, and I was just fucking dying of hunger, and I don't know why I just decided I had to get food in El Centro instead of just making it back home here. So I stopped at the 7-Eleven there, and the jackass ahead of me bought like all the torpedoes they had on the roller grill. So I was like, fuck. And I asked the guy, I was like, how long would it take to heat those up? And he's like, oh, no, it's good. I'm going to show you the best way to have these things anyway. I mean, what do you want? And he throws them in there like Turbo Chef, like the same stuff like Subway uses to toast their sandwiches. Okay. They have one there. I don't know what they prepare in there exactly, but he throws some of the torpedoes in there. Holy shit. They are so much better that way because they're not all, they don't taste like they've been drying out on a roller grill for 2 hours. Mm. Like they're actually real, the cheese is actually still melted and not turned into that third congealed state. And it's like so much better. The outside gets a little crispy. Oh my God. Those were, that's the only way I would eat those now.
You're like, I've become spoiled.
Yeah. I was like, I'm never eating them off a roller grill.
Spoiled to gas station food.
Sometimes I get a craving for gas station food, though, I'm not gonna lie. I get like a weird craving for like one of the burritos or something, like you just put in the microwave real quick.
I remember with like the theater group, we would always go get like the $2 cheese, like you get $2 for $3 the cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. Those things were so gross. Like yeah. They were probably the worst meat you could probably find. Okay. We ate that thing like five times a day. Those were our meals.
Okay, yeah, no. No, I wouldn't do that.
Have you ever been to a QT, Quick Trip gas station? Yeah.
That is heaven.
I love those. God,
if you can get fresh whipped cream on top of a drink, I am sold. Okay,
like
whipped cream.
They're coffee. Oh, yeah, they're coffee makers. They have like 50 different machines.
If you look,
yeah,
I counted it one up at Phoenix once. If you and it was one of the older ones, not the new ones that has like the coffee bar in it.
Yeah,
because the new ones they actually put like a fucking coffee bar in it with a barista. But the older style ones, I counted. If you go through the coffee drinks, the fountain drinks, the teas. All of that shit, the milkshakes, it was like 150 different things you could dispense out of a machine.
That's amazing.
Just, you know, into a cup, you know, not counting anything bottled or canned or anything else.
And they won't bring one of those to us.
How rude.
Because the thing is, they only will build them within a certain distance of their, like, kitchens because so much of the food is fresh every day. So, it's like In-N-Out. In-N-Out won't build an In-N-Out unless it's within 5 hours by road of a distribution center. Yeah. That's why they had only gone as far as Phoenix, Tucson, you know, those areas, Vegas, because they could get there from the Southern California center, and then they just built a distribution center in Texas now, so they're building them there.
Well, that's neat. That's a smart way to do that. Then you can actually stand by.
Well, it's because they have their whole never frozen, you know.
Yeah, they don't freeze them. A new restaurant in Texas just opened up called Tallywhackers. It is the male version of Hooters.
Yep.
I was watching the news the other day.
Tallywhackers slang for dick and balls.
Now, what do they wear?
Pretty much short shorts that are like skin tight. It was
really tight short shorts.
I'm surprised
guys
they show that on the
cute
nude
butts too. So I mean, I'd go. We went to Hooters
that's
on our honeymoon.
You went to Hooters on your honeymoon.
We did, and it was
absolutely horrible.
It was horrible. Like the girls weren't even hot. It was, and the food was gross. I mean,
I didn't... You're saying that the girls aren't even hot. David's all, I better just shut up.
I just got married. I'm definitely not.
He had blinders on. He was wearing his sunglasses. Sitting.
Nah.
He was sitting at the table, facing the window.
They put us in the worst spot in the house. It's like right underneath where they put all the dirty dishes, like where the window is and everything, and it was
ridiculous,
no service,
and no one paid attention to us, and the waitress that did end up helping us worked on the other side of the restaurant, and like we had asked her for help and she just continued to come take care of us, and every time someone passed it was like, this is so disappointing. I was expecting like wonderful boobs and there was nothing.
There wasn't even one pair of nice tits.
No, the chicken wings were more ample than those girls, like. It was really sad.
That's when I go back to the car and put on my own tank top and just walk around. Let me show you how it's done, ladies.
Like, how's their application? Like, do they just hand you a bra and say, here, fill it out? Like,
fill it up.
Yeah. So what's your tattoo?
This one, it's two roses. I'm trying to do this without making too much noise. I got it just a couple weeks ago. It hurt like a bitch. I'll be straight up with that.
Her left shoulder on the front.
Oh yeah, I probably should say it's two roses on my shoulder. One's for my mom and one's for my sister. I love roses and they do too, but the closest rose is to my heart and it's my mom, and my sister's the second rose because she's an off branch of her. Cheesy, but
yeah, because your mom matters more.
I mean, she's my mom.
Yeah.
How about you?
Do you have any tattoos?
Tramp stamp?
No, just one piercing, but...
Here's a story about this bitch, okay? Getting his tattoo. We decided we were going to do one of those really lame couple things and get little matching tattoos. And he lets me go through, spend my money, sit down and go through it, and then is like, yeah, I don't trust this shop. I don't like it. I don't want to get it.
I didn't get to pick the shop. She picked the shop. Hmm. It was pretty much...
Was that a local shop?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Alliance.
You don't have to say that. No.
No.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, well. Sorry. It's out there now.
Whatever.
I would never suggest anybody to ever go to Alliance. Please,
no. Alliance is fine. Just be careful. Make sure you know your artists. Because
that's always a good idea.
It was my very first tattoo, and it's this little baby one I have on my finger here. I have a little infinity sign on my ring finger.
You couldn't get some? I would trust a drunk to give me that tattoo.
No, I was just really mad at the dude because he had did not respect anything that she was saying at
all. What I ended up finding out is that what I asked for is, like, for this little center line to be left, blank. I just wanted it to be black outline.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's not even possible. Well, it's possible if you use a singular needle.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't.
He just didn't feel like doing it and then fill in the, touch up the tattoo the next day when I was like, you missed some spots. And he was like, no, you just must not have taken care of it in 12 hours.
Huh. Yeah, and charged us $60 for that. We have gone to multiple different tattoo parlors and
Ones that have shop minimums, they're like, that still's not worth $60.
All of them said that they felt bad and that they would never charge anyone more than $20 for that. And we ended up paying $60 for that. And I mean, that was another reason. It was ridiculous.
No, I wouldn't pay $60.
So how come you haven't gone somewhere else and gotten yours then?
Tattoo.
I've thought about it, but I mean.
Oh, he's thought about it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
He's thought about it. He's just decided not to.
Yeah.
I've accepted this fact that he's very not into tattoos. Hmm. So I have to get as many as I can.
That's a nice way to put
it. To make up for it.
I'm going to get all the tattoos for you. David, don't be that guy. Just get a tattoo.
Told that we can go, but never have saved up the money for it, and we always forget. And by the time we, get a little bit of money, it's gone.
$60 for that
baby tattoo,
I'd imagine anything else that you want to get is going to be like $1,000.
I know.
So you got something pierced instead, or was that?
Well, I did my own piercings.
And we got his tongue pierced in Vegas. Fun. That was fun. Mm-hmm.
Is it still pierced?
No. Oh. We got the wrong type of piercings, and the balls kept falling out. And it kept
falling. The way
balls.
That he like okay. Just piercing care 101.
Nothing to that.
When you
come
have
on, guys.
We just gave each other the look. It was too easy.
When you have a piercing, you have to make sure that you tighten it the right amount. But he likes to basically crack them.
No.
And that's how he knows it's tight. So they would always break and come off, and he'd end up swallowing them, and it was pointless. You're spending a ton of money on these piercings because you kept breaking them.
And then 12 hours later, you hear in the toilet.
Those things are so small. You could eat 40 of them and not hear.
40 of them? I challenge you. Challenge accepted, ma'am.
I'll come back next week. I brought pictures, you guys.
How many stainless steel BBs can you eat? Can you pass in one shot?
Oh, God. That's when you wait and you hold it as long as you can, and then you take laxatives all at once.
Yeah, just let it all come out.
Yeah, we know about that.
Dear God, imagine if like you ate somewhere like... like Papa San or Buffalo.
Or Circle K.
Or Circle K. Yeah. And you get something explosive going, you could kill somebody.
Yeah.
Or yourself.
Like shotgun,
yeah.
Going to the hospital. How did you shoot yourself in the ass? It's a long story.
It's like Ricochet. The Lusitania. It was an inward explosion. It was in a conspiracy. 9/11.
Really random analogy. Like
no,
the
because you guys know about the Lusitania? Anything about it? You know how it sunk is because there was an explosion, right? In the well, the explosion was inward, though, not outward. Mm. So a lot of people say it was a missile. But yeah, whatever. We won't.
But yeah, I did all my own tattoos except for the tongue piercing. Not my tattoos. Did all my own piercings minus the tongue. Not brave enough for that.
I'm surprised that you have a tattoo. I mean, I don't want to be like, I don't want to sound fucked up, but I always just thought you guys were super conservative.
Like, I used to be like, I was so close-minded, and I don't know, once I had our daughter, it was more of just kind of like a, fuck yeah, I can handle this stuff. I could handle pain. I can handle just doing my own thing. I think
I always thought you guys were really religious and very, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, like,
there's a difference. You get your really big extremists who are like, no tattoos, no piercings.
Body is the temple of God. You should treat it as such.
I always got that vibe, but I mean, I past like year or so, I totally.
I think it took time too, because it took us a while to branch out of like what our parents taught us to be, and then what we actually ended up believing.
Mm.
It made a huge difference, and it's really freeing. Like, I love having my tattoos, and it's kind of fun when you like you're in a store and a woman pushes her child away from you. Oh, it makes me laugh. I want to go hug them.
You just, I'm a monster.
Satan's in me. But I'm just hoping it'll be at a point where my daughter will ask me, and I'll be like, "Oh yeah, I did this crazy shit one time. Let me tell you, you should
never do
this.
It." Oh, fuck that. Never mind, mistake. Don't go to a lion's tattoo.
I don't know. I hear, I guess, what, Mimi's okay with big, colorful, character.
I don't want to bash anybody, but... so yeah. We'll stop that conversation there.
Okay.
Bash
who?
Bash.
Oh, I don't know where you guys were going with that.
Or, I don't either. Everywhere.
Oh.
See, it doesn't matter.
I don't know.
But we used to be all like, hey, let's not say this and that. But you know what? We got to the point where who gives a fuck? I mean, if controversy would be good publicity for us. So at this point.
Yeah.
Start this huge human war.
At least we'll know somebody's listening.
Yeah. I mean, because the whole alliance, at first I was like, wait, let's not say alliance. But I was like, wait, I could fuck about alliances.
I don't know.
They don't pay us. They don't give us any money. Fuck them. Fuck you, Alliance. You fucked up our friends' tattoos. Yeah. Fuck yourselves. I hope you're building.
It scared David away from getting one.
Yeah. You ruined
now
everything.
He's a little bitch, thanks to you.
No, he didn't say he wouldn't get one, but I think
I know. He said he's thought about it. How long has this been going on?
I've been thinking about my tattoo, too. I mean, I just don't want to do
it. We're going on 3 years of marriage. Okay, so we did this, after the first couple months of being married.
So we're already beyond 2 years. He's been thinking about it, and he still hasn't. So that sounds like a little bitch.
Let's go right now.
Oh.
Give me the money.
Oh.
we'll accept PayPal from our followers here.
Yeah, so do we.
Please, donate. Give us money.
Little bitch's first tattoo.
We should get a
little
tattoo.
Bitch, that's my nickname now.
We?
Yeah.
Just one tattoo between
No,
us.
We should get our own tattoo.
What?
At the same time, though.
Of what?
I don't know.
Is
big
it
going to
start across your just body and finish
dick.
Across
yes,
his we'll body?
Just get
or?
A big old dick.
Hey, for whatever amount of money, would you ever get a big old dick tattoo on your face?
No.
No money, no amount of money?
Well, would I be allowed
what
to
about
remove
you guys?
It after
any
a
amount
year?
Of money that you want, that you set the blank check?
Would I be allowed to remove it after a year?
No, you have to have it on forever.
Forever?
But no. It's a big old black dick.
Well, the nice thing for me is that I can work wonders with makeup, so you'd well, never yeah, know I have
you
one.
You can just wear a mask for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I mean
I have one friend that if she had a small, she has a little heart next to her eye that she covers up, and most of the time you can't even tell there's anything there.
The right kind of makeup.
I saw
wonders.
A cool tattoo, and it wasn't real, but it was a slice of pizza. And you know how a lot of people get the teardrops because they murdered somebody? Well, it was because I killed a whole pizza by myself.
No.
That's a pizza slice. That's fucking funny.
That sounds like a Letty tattoo.
It was a very Tumblr thing, I guess.
Do you Tumblr?
No, I don't. I saw it on the internet, but it looked like a Tumblr.
It is.
Post, yeah. I thought it was funny.
I'll have to see if I can Google that real quick.
No, don't worry about it.
I just want to see.
You're going to show our viewers through the mic?
Just a picture.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll hold it up to the phone.
Yeah, just hold it up to the mic, please, so everybody can see.
Boom. Dick tattoo. You're going to get it right now.
But there's no cake and no surprises.
Dick tattoo.
Your daughter's not wearing a shirt.
Now, does that mean I'm going to get a tattoo on my dick to make it look like a dragon or something? Or
yeah, so you have to
Pinocchio's
sit there.
Nose?
We're just going
to
black out your dick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the whole thing black.
She secretly wanted to date a black man. But she will settle for a tattooed black dick. Funny
well,
thing
I
is,
mean,
that
if she wanted
you
to date
know
a black
that shit
man,
happened
kind of with me. It kind of says
you know
a
it's
bit.
Happened. It's yeah,
yeah.
That's the sad part. You know, somebody did that shit,
but
they did it. You just know they did.
What's weird though is
they do blackface now. People do blackface.
Have
oh my
you
God,
ever
I
seen
saw
anything
that.
Like that? Have you ever seen dick tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some. Yeah, I've seen some.
Not in person. I mean,
no,
yeah.
Not in person.
Like,
on,
but you've
on
seen?
The
okay,
online.
I've never stumbled across any.
Honestly, I think one of the best tattoos I've seen. That's like that. It wasn't actually on the dick. It's that they did a picture of Pinocchio's face around it.
Oh, okay.
Thought that was cool.
I seen the dragon one. That one was insane.
I haven't seen that one.
I've seen an elephant one. That's that kind of tattoo. Yeah, it's just big old elephant.
You just throw a Prince Albert in there and complete it.
Why not? They do those cool fists. Yeah,
what
fist
if you got
ones.
A Prince Albert instead of a tattoo?
I'm good. I can't imagine that what feeling good at all.
Oh,
like
that's
for either
the
party.
One through the head, right?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
through the back of the head.
Well, through the urethra and out the head. Yeah.
First of all, anything going in the urethra, no thank you.
Yeah. No. See, so, I got drunk enough and I was brave enough to kind of pierce my own sack, but I mean, Nothing through the dick itself. I think that'd be...
Oh, you pierced your own sack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did that feel? That you can remember. What could you remember from that?
You said you were going drunk, really, right? Slowly. That was kind of... I was too afraid to go too quick.
Were you watching all of this?
I wasn't with him at the time.
Oh, okay.
But I remember the first time I discovered it, and I was like, what?
Were you already married to him at this point?
No, was before we got married. Oh.
So you,
it's
you
probably
had, sorry,
like,
Mom.
You had your chance right there. That was your red flag.
No, well, it's just funny because I remember being like, does it feel weird? And just like poking it.
Oh, you still currently have it?
Yes.
Oh.
Is there something in it or it just...
It's a bar. Okay. It was actually pretty funny
for, like,
because...
tongue piercings?
You could, yeah.
No, yeah.
Oh, so that's where all your tongue piercings went. Yeah. Right? Downstairs. Okay. You were not breaking
they're
them.
They're just collecting in there.
Yeah. He's switching the fucking colors.
It's literally a ball sack.
I got an extra pair down there, apparently.
Nice.
But no, I was actually trying to go for, like, one of the lip ring ones, like the smaller ones, but apparently too much skin, I guess. I was trying to avoid the veins because, I mean, I figured if I went through that, I might lose it, and that would be kind of crappy.
That's interesting. I don't think I've ever been that drunk. But you know, that means you had the desire to do it, and then the liquid courage.
See, I think actually the worst part about it, I was trying to ride my unicycle a week later. That was stupid.
That's right. You do. You
that
ride
was
a
stupid.
Unicycle.
Gotta admit.
That's crazy.
I think anybody who pierces their genitals is absolutely crazy. I mean, I commend you for being that brave. I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I'd be too afraid to be one of those people that actually lose feeling. Like,
see, that would scare me just for the fact that how you do it without piercing something more. Well, I mean, not necessarily piercing something else, but like draining shit out or something like that.
Like you hear about the girls who get like their clitorises pierced.
Yeah.
First of all, that's too awkward to go to somebody and have them be like, okay. Let's just dig through here, find this, and shove a needle through it.
Yeah.
Who came up with that crap?
And why would you take the most concentrated nerve spot for nerve endings on the male or female body and decide, let's stick a needle through it and just hope that it doesn't completely ruin it?
We'll see if it works.
We have both out there.
Maybe the sensation of getting it is what they want.
Yeah, but the thing, it just seems like you'd be too prone to fucking up your sensation for sex from then on, or
which
any
it does happen. There's
it.
Actually a really high percentage of completely ruining any sense of feeling down there. Which, I mean, especially for women, because it's really your main concentrated area.
Yeah, it's like all of the nerve endings in your dick concentrated into that.
But if it's successful, though, wouldn't it make it like super sensitive afterward, though?
Not necessarily.
Because then all you have
to do
is
how much scar tissue and stuff.
All
is
you have to do
is
flick the piercing, and there
well,
you
in
go.
Some
she's going to fucking.
I mean, I had
fly
a
off.
All I'm saying is that from a woman's point of view, you ever flick that, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to get punched.
Well, I don't mean like full on fucking, you know, goddamn flicking it. I mean like a little, you know, a little lovey tap.
The thing is, it requires so little stimulation.
No.
To begin with, it could. You also have the possibility of overstimulation to the point of where it hurts.
Yeah,
I think he's getting at is where you flick it and like the leftover vibrations from it. I think
I'm talking just a little tap. I don't mean flick.
Yeah.
Maybe flick is too much. Maybe
if
a little like little.
But
little
I think if you're talking a nipple, that's one thing. The sensation
well,
and the amount
flick
of
a nipple, they aren't
and the amount of. But that's what I'm saying. The amount of sensitivity is so much more. I think most guys tend to way overestimate how much it takes to stimulate the nerve endings on a clit.
Some people can't even find it. So. I mean, overestimating
all,
might
if
be
you can't
a good
find
thing.
It, there's a problem because it's really not that hard
I
to
I think
find.
It's more of a problem when guys don't even know anything about the anatomy and don't even think that there's that exists. They think it's just one hole down there that's for their pleasure. I mean, come on. Those guys are just...
Yeah.
I do think it's funny. There was a guy in high school that was like, you know, when am I going to get my period? And it's like, wow, this is why we need sex education.
Well, I mean, like, when I was taking sex ed, they didn't teach us
anything
too much about the women,
yeah.
Believe it or not. They only really taught us about the guys.
Yeah, I mean, at least make it even.
Well, but
did they
segregate you by gender, though?
Yeah, see.
Even in girls' classes, though, they don't teach you. They basically teach you what to do to make it so guys stay away from you.
Yeah.
Or, how not to get pregnant. Like, they don't actually teach you anything useful about the female body.
Yeah. Like, when I was in fifth grade, they did a thing, and it was like one afternoon where pretty much they took all the boys from the fifth grade and drug them down to one classroom and put all the girls in another room.
Yep.
And I think it was primarily so that they could have the talk with the girls, and then the guys, it was just like shooting the shit, general you know, your body's going to change type stuff. Seventh grade, we had a health class, and I don't think we, it was more about like emotional and intellectual, you know, changes as you grow up, you know, don't commit suicide, don't be depressed, you know, depression, you know, stupid, not sex ed at all. And then freshman year, I don't know, they got into it a little bit, but the one thing I remember the most from that sex ed in my freshman year was they showed like basically sex and ejaculation from inside. And I never quite could understand the mechanics of how one films that, but
that's interesting.
Really tiny camera and some light. But no, yeah, I totally know what you're talking about. I was in fourth
grade. But here's the thing: we're talking like
GoPro.
Yeah, but we're talking 1996. They didn't have GoPros back then.
Good point.
The fuck kind of camera? I mean,
hey, they have those little pin ones. The little.
They didn't have those in 1996.
Yeah.
No, they had lipstick cameras. Where like
the FBI is very advanced.
They had lipstick cameras that were like that big around.
Well, I mean, they could have just gotten a really loose woman. I mean, you could just done that.
They were the damn camera's like 5 inches long.
Maybe it was like a cadaver or something.
So they got guy to fuck a cadaver?
Yes. For the right amount of money, I will fuck a cadaver. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you fuck a cadaver for the right amount of money?
Here, folks.
Fuck all that.
2015 can confirm you will fuck a cadaver.
For the right amount of money.
I went to this thing where they had the cadavers on display, and everyone was
on display?
Yeah.
Like in a museum, or?
No,
like med school.
Someone's house? That was a murder scene, ma'am.
No, it was a brothel.
Okay.
It was a brothel, just for you.
That was the 1992 murder of that one little girl.
Oh, God. No, it was at Grand Canyon University.
That one girl who died.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
down here?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. It's fucking cold.
Hey, man.
You're terrible.
The human knowledge.
God damn, man.
Fuck you.
No, but they had this cadaver on display. And it's kind of interesting how everything looks when you're dead and half mummified. But the guy was like, oh, I have to move the sack over here or else if I burst it, it's, you know, you're probably all going to want to die from the smell. And I threw up. I couldn't handle it. And so I commend you for being willing to say that you could fuck a cadaver.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, for the right amount of money.
$5.
I'm not really a...
No.
I wouldn't consider myself like a necrophiliac
what
or anything.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
How many Klondike bars? Can I sell the Klondike bars?
I can see you getting kicked out of that museum they have in like Las Vegas bodies. Of all the bodies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have a museum of bodies?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like a traveling thing now because it was in San Diego.
They move the bodies? What the shit?
Yeah, they're all like...
They've been plastiformed or whatever they call it. And so you can see like all the different systems and stuff, but they don't decompose because they've basically just been turned, you know, the bulk of the organic matter has been replaced with synthetic.
But can you fuck it?
That's a little bit less disgusting.
But can you penetrate the plastic with your wiener?
You want a fucking hard piece of resin. Just take a drill.
No,
and
see, the thing is, at that point, you can't penetrate it, but it could penetrate you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Ooh,
try something new.
Yeah. Give me a little plastic enema.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I guess that would just be a dildo, though,
get
right?
Some dead guy's big toe up your ass.
White, it's a white toe. Are you into feet or something? No. You're into feet, huh?
I always used to really like seeing guys in women's underwear. Isn't that a nice little weird one for you? Yeah. They just... Boxers are hideous. You guys look pretty in lacy things, too.
Interesting.
And just imagine how much better that you would feel wearing something pretty and lacy.
I don't know if I'd feel very good.
You would. You would. Pretty underwear makes for a pretty day.
Unless I'm doing it because I'm doing it for a certain person and then I know what's going to happen next, and yeah, maybe.
You know, too, some of the like whips and riding crops and stuff, they're actually cheaper if you buy them at like Tractor Supply. And they're better quality.
Mm-hmm. You should never go to like the porn shops or anything like that because you get pretty much plastic for $100.
Oh yeah, or
might actually buy something refurbished.
I work at an adult store. Order online.
No, or go to a real one out of town at least.
Yeah.
Go to Phoenix. Go to a real one, Castle or Fascinations or something.
I have a best friend, and she and I were wanting to find like the craziest of the craziest things that we could see for like whether it's toys, supplies, anything like that. Yeah. And we found this table that you can actually lay down on and get in whatever position you want, and it'll take latex and cover you, and you're literally suctioned down to the table, and there's only the openings.
Oh, that's interesting.
But you can't move. Like, there's a breathing hole, and then your fucking hole. And
what do they call those?
I don't know.
There's a term for that, too, because I
call it scary is what I call it.
Embalming?
Practically.
I think it might be mummification. Or at least there's something similar.
Something like that. Like, yeah. You're actually physically, like, you cannot move. Yeah. Your entire body is encased in this stuff.
It reminds me of those people who will forcibly get tied down, like in those straitjacket type things.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to that.
I want one of those, but I want, like, a full leather one.
Yeah.
Do maybe you have anything?
No, nothing crazy like that. I would say like pain. I guess what do they call it? BDSM?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Bondage. Okay. A little bit of bondage. Not too much, though. I find I can't really fit into a lot of that.
Honestly,
one size fits all. Yeah, I don't think so, buddy.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap, right?
Yeah. One size fits all, you mean large and below.
Get bondage tape.
I usually use electrical tape.
That works. It's almost the same thing.
Yeah. Or
bondage tape is just like.
I was going to say something, but I won't go there because somebody.
What about you?
Nothing.
Do you have anything you're into?
No, I'm really not that weird, considering.
He likes to.
I think he likes to lick butt.
No, I don't.
Maybe this is the difference. All the discarded bones that he can't eat off of, he's like, touch me with them.
Yes, rub my body.
Yes, that's it.
Pretend I am the bone.
Skin that bone on that bone.
Skin my veins.
Put bone on bone.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Like a big turkey bone and.
God.
Sounds like
motivation. Let me write that down.
I can't find your table though, so
I would have to, because it's on her laptop. I would have to ask her if I can just dig through all the browser history to find
that. Maybe it's just a repurposed embalming table.
I need you to do me a favor. I want you to go to a sex shop in Vegas when you go in a few weeks.
Oh.
I want you to go to the scary one, like the one that's like a Walmart times 5 on steroids.
I'm going to Vegas with my mom and my sister. And
I haven't been to any porn shops in Vegas.
Oh, the whole trip's for me. It's like a late birthday present, so I'll make sure that we go to one.
Only half a year late.
I'll bring you guys back a gift.
That's okay. I still haven't gotten a Father's Day gift.
The big old dildos.
You got the fuck bench, the punishing bench, the folding bondage bed. Where is it? Forced orgasm tower.
Maybe
here we go.
Like
latex vac bed.
Yeah. Ooh. And it's like you're suctioned
down.
Yeah,
it is. It's like a vacuum forming
table.
Yeah. Oh, it's like
shit.
A black latex.
Crazy.
I wasn't picturing a black latex.
Yeah, I saw white in my head.
Like, I was picturing clear.
So you can clean it up better, you know?
I've always pictured black, because you typically associate, like, black leather,
that's
black latex.
Yeah, latex, yeah, that's true.
It's a 14-inch.
See, now I'm interested in it.
Yeah.
Now that I've seen it, it looks a little bit less crazy.
You took it up to a vacuum.
I'd be down to use that.
1.5-inch PVC connector.
I'd be the one
connector.
In there, but, you know.
They recommend you use a hollow gag so there's no chance of the breathing hole slipping. That's always good. It's
very considerate of them.
Oh, see, okay, the black measures 78 in length and 39 inch wide. They have a clear, but it's out of stock right now. That's 93 inches, so the clear one's bigger.
So, because the bigger people want to be seen.
Well, yeah, what's weirder, clear or black? I mean, black would have to be fucking weird because you can't see.
I think the weirder would have to be clear, though. Because
I don't know, you're still being able to see them, though.
Yeah, but black. If you think
no,
about
when
being
you're
inside,
in it,
though,
when you're in it, though, you know, you're covered by the black, so it's like, oh. Okay.
It almost would be almost kind of comforting because, and then for the other partner, you could totally be fantasizing and not, you'd have basically a blank canvas. But when you have something clear, you get to see all the good, the bad, everything.
But yeah, think about the black, though. Between that and then since the sensation of being restrained that way, you will discover that tiny, tiny, tiny bit of claustrophobia you never knew you had. I just could see a lot of people not realize that really, I don't know.
What do you do if you realize you don't like it? Like, go on Craigslist. Hey, guys.
Yeah. Gently use $500 latex vacuum table.
I might buy it. I would, you know, talk to a couple
and,
first.
And don't forget, do not leave anyone unattended and never use this device for self-bondage.
No.
I mean, they have just like the straight jackets and balloons, you know, too. It's just like a leather sack.
I think swings would be fun.
It just turned into like a live fleshlight, basically.
Oh.
It's like a live version of it.
Okay, you guys know Cards Against Humanity, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Oh, this
okay.
Is...
Travis is very fond of that game.
One bigger, blacker box. I have like 9 expansion kits.
Okay, first of all, we should all play that together at some point.
We should.
Second of all,
drunk.
We played this one time.
Thank you, David.
And the card, the Fleshlight, came up, and someone was like, what's a Fleshlight?
Oh.
So we pulled up pictures of it, and we found one that's like Predator's face.
Yeah.
Like Alien versus Predator, the whole four prongs, wow. Everything.
Oh, that's a weird one.
And I was like, can you imagine?
I remember after Avatar came out, there was a Na'vi one.
Like a blue one?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I might have to buy that one.
The Predator one, you're like,
the Predator one.
Interspecies, whatever.
Yeah, why not?
I'd do it. If it was real, I'd do it.
It's got a hole, he'll fuck it.
There's been some questionable women in my life that look like aliens. Might as well go a whole 9 yards.
You and your plenty of fish.
You guys heard of plenty,
plenty of
fish?
Plenty of fucking rockfish, apparently.
It should just be like people, I don't know, plenty of fuck or something, because it's just for fucking, you don't,
plenty of freaks.
You're not trying to meet a fucking girlfriend. You're trying to fuck. That's, yeah.
Okay, so apologies. It's a little
like
bit
older
less
version of
apologies
Craigslist.
To those of you who met your loved one on Plenty of Fish.
I mean,
good
hey,
for you.
Good for you, yeah, basically. But
great.
I mean,
the sex chicks, on the first date.
The chicks and the dudes, especially the dudes, are all looking to fuck. And the girls are, you know, they all want relationships, but once you meet, then you want to fuck because you're just like, yeah.
Oh, this website says we're perfect together. Let's just fuck. Get it over with.
Yeah, let's just fuck and see what happens. So.
I do think it's neat, though, how they'll go through there. Like, have you ever seen, like, their questions that they ask? Like, I mean, everything down to specifics.
E-Harmony.
Like, are you into defecating on someone? Are you into spit? Are you into blood? Like, there's, like, a section you can go into specify.
I've never been on Plenty of Fish.
I was going to say, I know they ask you shit like, do you mind if other people smoke around you? They ask,
they
ask you,
they
like,
have that on E-Harmony.
Yeah. I know, but they ask you, like, really, like, just... secondary questions. They don't, you know, it's not all straightforward.
I don't know where it was, but it was like a very straightforward, like they asked you every possible question.
Hmm.
Which, I mean, it's kind of nice because then you never have any questions about if your partner will be into it, but.
And then someone shows up at your door fucking wanting to give you a psych evaluation.
They show up with a leather vacuum table or latex vacuum table.
They're gonna carry you away at this.
Ma'am, can you please get into this? We know that you want to be in it.
You guys ever seen a Horrible Bosses?
I've seen some.
They hire,
Oh, my bad. I was thinking of that, the Undercover Boss show. Never mind.
Oh, you know, Horrible Bosses.
Yeah. My mind went straight to Undercover Boss.
No, but they hire, it's called Waterworks, and they're thinking that it's like some hitman that dumps you in an ocean, and the guy gets there, and he's like, okay, I've been holding it in all day for you because there's three of you. And they slowly discover that he's there to pee on them, and they're like, what? What an interesting mix-up.
I don't mind pee, but I'm not into pee.
Nope.
That's not like my thing. Like, I wouldn't want someone
sterile.
To pee on me. But if they accidentally...
That's okay.
Pee,
it still smells.
If you're drinking enough water, it shouldn't.
It's a natural smell.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of the smell of pee, too, is once it hits the water in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
That's why waterless urinals don't smell, usually.
Yeah, right.
No. For the most part.
That makes a lot of
sense. A large amount of the smell of urine is from the urine hitting the water and the chemical reaction of the stuff that you're peeing out hitting the water.
And what about the shit not hitting the water? Shane, that doesn't stink?
I'm talking urine here.
Bodily fluids.
Oh, shit and urine are two different things. Urine is sterile.
They do come out of two different holes, you know.
No, they don't. Not on my ass.
You have a cloak or
whatever. Just leaking.
Like a fucking
anal seepage.
Anal leakage.
Like a fucking amphibian. You just got one hole.
That would probably be a little more, you know, easier.
It would be easier.
It all just comes out. It's like a manhole cover.
They're kind of like a bird.
Literally a manhole cover. You just let it, you open it up and then you close it.
We have a chameleon, and I swear to God, that thing, her shits are bigger than her entire body.
God damn.
I don't even know how they do it. Like, I was feeding her the other day, and before she ate, she dropped one, and it was as big as the leaf she was sitting on. I don't understand. It was huge. I actually felt bad
leaving
it there.
It's not shit, she was giving birth, and you just keep throwing out her fucking
shedding her skin.
Yeah.
Oh, it was gross. I actually got to the point, like, I had to pluck the leaf off and, like, clean it off.
How big is the chameleon?
She's only about this big.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's,
3 or 4 inches.
Maybe 2 to 3. She's still pretty small.
So she's still, like, a little...
Yeah, she's still a baby. But it was ridiculous.
Did she change colors?
Yeah, she actually shed, and then once she did her first shedding, she went on to cure his hair and turned this really dark black.
That was cool. And then, like, when she panics, she stripes.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat, too. Like, she's green and black striped.
What's her name?
Nala.
Nala?
Nala. Like Lion King.
Yep.
I wouldn't know. Like
not
I said,
a Disney
I'm not
guy.
Much of a Disney guy. Sorry, guys.
Well, apparently, we're going to have a Disney marathon.
I didn't have that. No, when I don't want to have a
Disney
stuttering.
You spoke to the wrong person at this table.
You'd be surprised the drinking games that you can play with Disney movies.
We're going to get that bondage table for you and force you to watch Disney.
Please do. In that case, sign me up.
Make you think it's going to be a fun time having some lady...
Hey, we're going to get together and, you know, just, you know...
We'll just run up to Harbor Freight after this. I'm sure we can piece it together with some tarps and, you know...
It's going to be a really tight group.
Air compressor.
Saran wrap.
Duct tape.
Sponsored by Harbor Freight. Thanks for all the free stuff they give out.
I think I got a couple 20% off coupons.
Are you dying over there?
Thank you, Harbor Freight.
Can't be any worse than the fucking zip line you made with a $6 rope.
That shit worked.
I would not trust that. Oh my god.
It fucking worked though. We had like a 200-pound guy get on it and it worked.
Yeah, and you can also launch bicycle handlebars about 300 feet in the air with it.
Oh my
if you
god.
Let go.
Where was this experiment?
Right here.
About 100 feet, that 100 yeah. yards that way.
Next time you do it, invite us.
Yeah. Between a tree yeah. that's now
oh,
dead
this
and
was
my
shit.
The front bumper of my truck. About 3 years ago.
Yeah, 2010, 11.
It was in November, I remember, because it was cold.
We were shooting a little fight scene with Manny. You know Manny, right?
Yeah.
Stage 3. Yeah.
And we made a zipline, homemade zipline. I bought a rope that was rated for 300 pounds. And I said, ah, give or take off 100. Manny
yeah,
weighs about
he
a
150.
He doesn't
quite get the physics, though, of that.
You know. Hey, yeah. The rope held up, no problems.
Yeah, as long as he's not jumping.
And the cool
and
part was the rope was 25 feet longer when we were done.
Yeah.
It stretched that much.
And it was just diaper.
Yeah, we took it apart afterwards and found out that the inner, like it had the outer woven part that's just the shitty, you know, nylon cover. The actual core of the thing was made from the outer liner of French diapers. Like yeah. the
what?
Plastic material that on the outside of diapers, the
what?
Waterproof part, that's all it was. Because it had like the printing on it and I got enough of it that we could
yeah.
figure out what it was, that it was from diapers.
How yeah, amazing. So they are recyclable.
There you
no,
go.
I think it must have been excess they purchased or something somehow, but that's what it was. It was,
it was pretty amazing.
Just give them a quick little rant.
It was like a French brand of diaper.
I think I still have that rope somewhere.
So how high off was the like how high up was the rope
oh,
when you
man.
Did the line?
Probably about 35
yeah,
oh
off
my
the ground.
Gosh.
Up to a eucalyptus tree and then we ran it down to the
yeah,
front bumper of my
had
truck.
A really tall tree.
And
back
he actually
there.
Went down that fine.
Yeah, they did it
Who
a few
was
times.
The first one to do that? Because I can't imagine.
It was Manny and Abel were the ones.
You guys didn't
Manny,
test,
it was Manny and Abel.
Didn't test it out with like tying some heavy weights to
no.
the bicycle.
No, they just the first time they did it, they just kind of were hanging from it till we got the tension figured out.
Yeah.
And then the first time they went down and someone let go of the handlebars, it went about 300 feet up in the air and we all went, oh shit, and started running because, you know, chrome handlebars on a blue sky pretty much disappear at 300 feet,
oh my God.
Actually at 200 feet, so you just could see a little shine up there. So we all started running and damn thing came down and missed the front, the hood of my truck by about 2 feet.
Oh nice. God.
And then it happened again.
I was more concerned that, like, because I know if it would have hit somebody, it would have fucking hurt or
yeah.
killed them.
Yeah.
Honestly,
never mind my fucking hood or windshield.
Collateral damage.
That's replaceable.
But, I mean, we
got
lucky.
Gordo's got insurance for the production.
We fucking went and, like, taped the shit down. Like,
and then it only flew one more time after that.
Yeah. It worked out, though. We got our shot. And it's funny, too. I didn't even end up using the shot, really. It's in there for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, you barely even fucking see it.
It's because it was just in a bad spot. Like, yeah. It was just overall.
Well, yeah, that was the problem, I think, is where it ended up being. We had to edit around some other inconsistencies and shit.
Yeah.
That was always the adventure with those, is trying to cover shit.
It was worth it, though. It was fun. Thank you, Harbor Freight.
There was the project that they had to do where they had to create, like, a movie trailer or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Hey, I actually liked that shit.
The horror. Well, yeah. It was really funny because since that the building we used was this abandoned building across the street.
Yeah.
And we made this, like, fake blood concoction from some recipe. It's, like, baking powder and something.
Water and food color and...
It's pretty normal, but we went and, like, you know, you melt the candles and you create, like, the little pentagon.
Pentagon.
Pentagram.
Pentagon.
But,
Octagon.
Since then, like, we had noticed cops that had gone over to the area and they had cautioned the whole building off. And then since then, like, they've reinforced their, like, fences and gates around it. Like, you can't get in there.
They had, like, a little crappy fence, and now all of a sudden they have this brick wall. They tore down half the building.
I can think is that the poor landlords were like, oh, my God, they're murdering people.
Yeah, or, like, sacrificing
cats.
Yeah. But, no, they tore down, like, half the building, and as soon as they got into the building where we did all of the filming, they had actually stopped. Everything had stopped.
They didn't build anything on it. They didn't do anything.
Nothing.
It does look very scary on the wooden little area, the wooden part of the building. Looks kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It looks very
creepy.
The building.
You could probably
it's the furniture place on 16th going down.
The super abandoned looking one. Furniture?
Yeah. Okay. It's that building. That area.
Yeah.
Didn't you say your friend owned the property?
No. Mm-mm.
Your friend's dad or someone? No. Somebody was saying.
I thought that was one of your shoots, someone said.
No, I wanted to shoot there, but we didn't get permission. I called somebody up and they said no. They said no because
he used to pick up these random locations and I'd help him figure out who the property owner was online. Yeah. And
see, we've since learned that that's
shit.
What you do.
Yeah. No, I was going to do that, but I was like, nah, I don't feel like being told no. So I just didn't.
Yeah, we had our own. we actually had our run in with the cops when we were shooting downtown.
The very first shoot, even.
Yeah. Nice. So. That we learned from that mistake.
For the most part.
Honestly, I didn't even care about the property. I more was giving the cops a heads up. Hey, we're going to be shooting downtown.
Yeah.
We're probably going to have guns and knives. So, bye.
Well, we're just giving them a heads up. My favorite thing is you can make your own little pass and carry a big bulky camera with you. You can get into anywhere.
I mean, yeah, they knew what we were doing, but fucking cops, you know, they're going to do what they want to do. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, you could sit there and be doing that without any permission. But, oh, yeah, I got the permission. They'll be like, okay, we're good.
Because it's not like they came on us with guns and shit, you know. They just came on us with their hands on their guns.
Well, they always do.
Yeah, but.
Try to scare you a little bit.
Especially considering fucking somebody was running around down there dressed as Mr. Death in a fucking helmet.
My friend
mask,
Anthony,
bulletproof
he
vest,
was,
had a fucking 10-inch blade.
He was in like
the
full fucking military.
Yeah, he was better outfitted than they were.
Yeah.
See, I thought he was
running around
like
downtown at 11 o'clock on a fucking Tuesday night. You think they probably have
helmet
a reason to be a little
and the
suspicious.
Gas mask and the vest.
Run around as a Grim Reaper near a old folks home.
That'd be fun. I got a bunch of those around here.
That's actually illegal in a few states. People do it.
Probably because you could give them heart attacks.
I'm sure people have died.
Oh, that's so sad. I'd do it.
I would never. Yes, I would. I would do such things.
Why?
Have you ever seen, I can't remember if they're, I think they're emus that at that house on Avenue D.
Yes. Fuck that house.
They have an ostrich now too.
Well, and what's weird is it used to be the house like across the street and now it's the house on the east side that has them.
Because they jumped the fence.
I was with my niece and I took her because I wanted to see it. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're so nice. And I got up to it and it like attacked the fence with its whole like noise. She
should
cried.
Have like an ostrich egg eating challenge. First thing is you have to get the fucking thing open.
First thing you got to steal the egg. Well, the ostrich. Yeah. That's the first challenge. The survivor then has to go
day
and eat
after
the
it's late.
Egg.
The day after.
Apparently,
it's late.
They taste nasty though. Like they're greasy. They're eggs.
The LA Beast. He steals one, cracks it open, and eats it right there.
Raw.
Yeah.
And they're not easy to open either.
No, like first he had to steal hammer. It, so he had to fucking.
You can actually drill into them. It
yeah,
and
drill,
just
yeah.
drain it.
He cracks it and puts it in a bowl and then.
No.
That's why he's
I don't
the
really
LA
like
Beast.
Eggs is. The only way I eat eggs is scrambled, pretty much.
LA Beast?
I just don't like the egg whites. Like, if those aren't cooked, the whole meal's ruined. That's gross and slimy.
I don't like the yolk runny, though. That's too.
I
can kind
runny?
Of eat them fried or whatever as long as the yolk's not runny.
Extra runny. The runnier, the better. As long as the egg whites are cooked.
As long as it's all cooked for me.
Your chorizo?
No, the egg.
What about what chorizo?
No,
that is a terrible combination.
It
potatoes.
Is an amazing combination.
You like chorizo, don't you?
I like chorizo with potatoes, though.
You're a big chorizo supporter? You're a fan of chorizo? Chorizo pride?
Yeah, just shut up.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm missing something here.
No, it's
he's trying to turn it into a dick thing.
Yeah. You what? That's chorizo. I didn't say dick.
Yeah, whatever.
Look at this guy.
Sausage. Yeah.
You went straight to dick.
Sausage. Yeah,
I know what you're thinking about.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
It's not often that you can have comfortable conversation about, you know, meaty sausage.
I can have many conversations about meaty sausage.
I'm sure you do.
I would love.
He spends a lot of time on Plenty of Fish.
I would love some meaty sausage right now.
2015, can't confirm. Gordo loves sausage.
Your mama. You said you like tits, right? You're talking
about
Well,
yeah,
about
I think boobs are nice. It goes with nipple ratio. Like, yes, if you have, a pinprick nipple and an areola the size of your head, like, it looks funky.
Yeah, it does.
But
I think an areola size.
That is the exact word that comes into my head. That is funky. Funky.
But it also, it's all in relation to breast size.
It
depends. As long as you have a good, stacking feature, I don't mind.
All right. Now, if she wasn't here, what would you say?
Small areolas. But not, obviously, I mean, you don't want, something the size of a fingernail, and then you have, a little pinprint.
Yeah, you don't want kid nipples. You want...
Yeah.
So, like a 50-cent piece kind of areola?
Yeah. That's a good size.
Yeah. And not a, Vienna sausage nipple.
Stick it out, 3 inches?
Maybe.
I recently learned there's 5 kinds of nipples. You have a normal nipple, and then you have your, thimble nipple. Then there's flat, there's inverted, and then there's, I think it's long. It's a long nipple. It's an oval.
Those are the ones that gross me out. Everything else, though, I'm fine with.
One that looks like a fucking udder, a teat on a cow.
The innie would be a lot better than the
You don't like nipples like this?
One.
Like the end of my pinky?
If immediately the word long kicks in,
That's what they mean by long, hot blondes.
Oh, now it's come full circle now. And so have I. Imagine?
What?
Nothing.
I don't know. Maybe some of the audience members might get that. But.
Maybe somebody out there will understand me.
Maybe in
And if you do, please send me an inbox
or
message.
Or donate now.
PM. PM me, please. Yes, please donate. Nobody has donated yet, you fucking cheap bastard. Somebody, send a fucking dollar, anything, a 50-cent piece. Send us your areola. Just please donate. We're running on fumes.
Can you send it to the little bitch fund, to you guys?
Well, there's a separate fund for that. David, we'll have to set you up a Facebook page for that.
Can you send areolas through PayPal?
Well, the exchange, we'll make it
What's
work.
What's the exchange ratio?
Give us the areolas and we'll figure it out. Okay.
If you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/localprogramming, up at the top in the cover photo, you'll see a little button that says shop now.
Yes.
Because that's the only choice we had. Click there. It'll take you to our PayPal.
Please, a dollar, something. We're running on fumes here.
Yeah.
We're close to
what do we figure? It needs to be at least 35 cents though, because otherwise they'll take it all in fees.
We're not Christian though, so.
What?
The whole donate now thing.
What?
Starving children in Africa. 35 cents a day.
Oh, okay. Well, now just do it all at once.
Just doing 35-cent intervals, everybody, so this
way
they don't
hit
any of the money,
or
you lose it all.
Oh, good God,
you're fucking Jehovah's Witness.
I'm not.
He's King J-Dub.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Welcome, solicitors.
It doesn't matter. We accept all creeds and races and...
Mock them equally.
Yes.
That's
the way to do it.
That was one
we don't mind. I want to talk to a real Jew.
A real Jew?
I dated one.
Not a fake
Like
one?
An Orthodox Jew.
I
like
dated
hardcore.
One.
Yeah? How
yeah.
was that?
Hardcore, really hardcore. Different.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind me talking about this.
Like, good or bad?
Oh my gosh. I am so jealous that you've ever had anybody to date your
Sunday,
past.
Though.
No, it was...
Saturday.
It was interesting because he came from a really strict... Father.
It's too late. They're closed already.
Fuck.
J-Date?
No, B&O.
J-Date?
Oh. I didn't know they closed.
Even out my ads.
But his mom ended up becoming Catholic. She wanted to convert, but he stuck with his dad's ways, which is very strict. You have what you eat, what you don't eat, who you can see, what you spend your time doing. It was really weird because there'd be times of the day where he's like, sorry, you can't talk to me. I have to go do my prayers.
Straight up, boom.
Yeah, and he'd disappear.
How'd that make you feel? Maybe he didn't like you, or
it was kind of a break. It was nice.
Oh, okay. Why'd you date him? Did he have big dick or something?
You know, I started dating him before I ever, like, I actually met him through a mutual friend online.
Oh.
So we had started this little online thing, and I didn't meet him until, like, 4 months into the relationship.
Oh.
So. Why are you avoiding the big dick question? I want to know.
Yeah, I like how you just kind of...
It wasn't bad.
Okay.
I've seen bigger. I've seen much smaller.
Did it make you stick around?
That's not what made me stick around, oh. But...
Eh. Sorry, Mr. Jew. And I'm guessing David makes you stick around?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Nice. Yeah.
Thumbs up, David. We don't need to mention it. I can see you turning red. A little.
I've been red this entire time.
I can hear your piercing jingling.
You know, I do put jingle bells on it during the winter time.
Really?
During the
that's fucking awesome.
I walk around.
Send the Christmas card, please.
You hear kids. Is that Santa? David's just
is that Santa? Dave's just naked walking down the fucking hallway.
My chair's going to be all scratched up now.
What?
Chair's gonna be all scratched up where he's been sitting.
Yeah, fucking David.
Just two little drag marks.
Gonna call your balls for Shredder now. Shredder and Master Splinter.
Oh my god.
So yeah.
Cool, man. Well, hey, thank you guys for sharing your stories.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. It was fun. We never had a couple on here, like a real couple. We had a fake ass couple once. We had
the ex couple.
Yeah, we had an ex couple. Bunch of dumb shit, so it was fun.
They're just arguing the entire time, or what? Just
diagnosing why their relationship fell apart.
It felt like we were judging them.
We kind of were, but
yeah. It was interesting. It was my Dr. Phil episode. Our Dr. Phil episode.
Yeah.
But cool. Like I said, thanks for coming. We really appreciate it.
We can cross self-scrotal piercing off the bucket list now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of topics.
And what was the labia?
We've had labia now.
Yeah. The episode might end up being called labia or funky. I like funky.
Funky,
so.
Funky labia.
Earthworm Jim. If you're looking for music, it's Earthworm Jim music. That.
Oh God.
But if you guys want to plug anything, say any last words, residual messages,
apologies, fuck yous,
fuck a lion tattoo maybe once more. Somebody who did you wrong. Fuck Sally.
Fuck Jack in the Box and their no grilled chicken. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Jack.
Let's see who I've been angry with recently. I don't know. There's a lot.
Me.
Well, feel free to say them all.
Fuck you, David.
In alphabetical order. Fuck you, David.
No, we just won't even get into that. But thanks for having
us. We would be here for another hour or so. She's got a list.
She pulls out her list.
My hit list.
It's like Santa Claus list, just keeps rolling.
My niece and I decided we're going to set the Grand Canyon on fire and just start throwing people into it.
Damn.
That's how it's going to go down.
Subtle.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody will mind.
No one will notice. All that missing fuel.
Just do it at night. No one will notice.
All the missing people, I think, would be the bigger cue.
Just leave the donkeys alone, please. They mind their own business.
Oh no, we have to drop off the dead bodies over to Gordo's.
Yeah, he needs a corpse.
They're union donkeys.
Need a corpse to fuck.
Union donkeys. They'll sue us.
The Teamsters will come after you.
You got anything else in Directive 5 there?
No, I'm dry. I said my questions and shit. Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Nice. I had that in there. I was testing to see who is actually cool and who isn't. So
like,
David and Travis
question.
Failed.
I was kind of.
I wanted
go.
To say it.
You know they're making a remake,
else.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. An all-female, right?
They're supposed to be the ladies of SNL, so you know it's going to be funny.
Oh.
I knew that he would feel that way.
Alrighty, guys. Well, appreciate you guys' time. And
anytime.
David, you didn't say anything.
You have any shout-outs or fuck yous?
David?
No, I don't really got anything.
I know, we're kind of lame, right? Yeah. Like, no hate list.
No, there's been lame guests on here that Travis says I would ask to be on the show.
Yeah, and some of yours haven't exactly been winners.
Well, yours have all been losers.
Well, see, you and I have to listen to this, because this is how they could talk about us when we're gone.
No.
Completely.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to listen on their next show about how crappy we were.
That David guy, oh man.
We had these two shitheads last week.
Him and his Prince Albert.
His self Prince Albert.
Oh god. Nope.
Nope.
Was there any blood?
No.
At all?
Oh, no.
Okay. Just curious.
How drunk were you? Just a little? Or?
by the time it was all done, probably not drunk at all.
It was probably just
bled out that much.
No.
So
I was too afraid. It was just, I wanted to do it.
What did you?
What did
you actually pierce it with?
Safety pin.
And just a safety pin.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I sanitized it and sterilized it and everything.
Did you heat it up?
Did you sanitize and sterilize your nuts?
I believe so. It's a little bit of soap and water.
Did you repair, modify, and maintain your ball sack afterward?
Well, they look nice. So I mean, I can't.
Can confirm. Yeah. The wife can confirm.
His balls look good.
All and right, I'm guys. Also vicious, so don't go anywhere near them.
Hey. Where's my hand?
He's there, Marcella.
Reaching out for him?
Hands above the table, sir.
All right, guys. Thank you for coming.
You. Yep.
And showing up.
Thanks for having
us. We appreciate it.
And on time, relatively, too.
Yeah. No, they text me.
Well, I know. Yeah. They kept it under an hour, so that's always appreciated.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just last minute.
They were awake within a half hour of the time they were supposed to be here, so.
Manny. Alrighty, well.
Thank you much.
I'm Murphy, transferring in from wherever the hell I transferred in from.
I'm the Mr. T Experience.
And see y'all later.